This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I'm Megan Lynch. We continue to stay on top of the mess at the Sheriff's Department. The power to appoint the interim sheriff of St. Louis City has turned into a petty fight between the alderman and the mayor.
Mayor Kara Spencer blames Aldermanic President Megan Green for not sticking to their agreement to join in the city's lawsuit, which argues the mayor has the authority to name an interim sheriff.
President of the board had decided to go a different way and instead intervened in the lawsuit in a confrontational manner. And that was against the agreement that we had made.
However, KMOX has reviewed documentation that shows the mayor and city councilor initially said in October the board of aldermen get to choose the interim sheriff, only to backtrack, calling it complicated, and eventually saying in their legal filings it is the mayor's responsibility. Mayor Spencer also blames lack of communication between President Green and the board, causing a rift between her and the aldermen. KMOX spoke to over two-thirds of those aldermen. Some blame the mayor, some blame President Green, but a majority saying neither is blameless. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
While the St. Louis mayor and board of aldermen fight over who has authority to appoint the interim sheriff, a third entity is weighing in. Attorney General Catherine Hanaway seeking a temporary restraining order against the city to block them from naming the interim sheriff. KMOX legal analyst Brad Young tells KMOX, depending on how the law is interpreted, the governor could be the one who picks the interim sheriff.
Under the Missouri Constitution, the governor has a general appointment authority unless otherwise noted by law.
Young says the law says the county board of commissioners would normally choose the interim sheriff.
But since St. Louis is not in a county, that may not apply. Also, the board of aldermen is not necessarily a board of commissioners.
Young does say, in his opinion, the board of aldermen should count as the board of commissioners. Much like the Democrats, the St. Louis City Republican Central Committee also hopes to pick their nomination in the sheriff's special election at their meeting next week. Chair Kirk Hilzinger says St. Louis being a predominantly Democratic city, he would be open to a candidate who is not a registered Republican running under their ticket.
Hayden is doing a far better job than Alfred Montgomery has been doing. So being an actual Republican in the environment that we have in St. Louis City is not necessarily a requirement.
Their next meeting is January 8th. Some students in the region still have off school today, but students at Jennings High School won't be returning to the classroom until January 12th. Repairs are ongoing at the school after a pipe burst during the winter break. Water was flowing out the doors of the school when district staff and the Jennings Fire Department arrived on the scene. Students will do virtual classes tomorrow through the rest of the week. Two restaurants on Del Mar closing their doors for good due to a slow recovery from May's tornado. Steve's Hot Dogs and the Fountain's Del Mar locations will close down. Owner Danny Eichenhorst tells KMOX they're unable to remain open any longer with their regular customers displaced.
So a lot of people that are living in hotels are living with family. And unfortunately, it was the people that were living in that area before the storm that were our bread and butter customers.
Eichenhorst says she understands officials have their hands full, but says the recovery progress has been too slow and not enough is being done to support struggling businesses. We'll go in depth with Eichenhorst coming up at the bottom of the hour. A deal to buy dozens and dozens of JCPenney department stores, including the one at Mid Rivers Mall in St. Peter's, has apparently fallen through. Copper Property terminated a deal to sell 119 properties to Onyx Partners of Boston for an almost $950 million all-cash deal. The reason cited was Onyx failing to complete the transaction as required by December 26th. According to the Business Journal, Onyx disputes that and blames Copper. From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, KSDK moved into their new studios this weekend, becoming the latest news organization to leave downtown. Mayor Kara Spencer says she's saddened by the move and adds they're working to fix issues facing the city.
We're looking at addressing some of the, the other problem issue, properties or businesses downtown to really improve the experience of being downtown.
KSDK will be staying in the city with their new studios located south of Forest Park.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.